And to that end, I think if the council can have a consultation about it anyway, so whether or not it happens or not, or it does happen, we ought to do this, perhaps, this particular section of our overall review first, haven't we? That's what I'm thinking. Does that make sense? Yes, Councillor Arnold.
I don't want to go around in circles, but I do need to point clarity. I'm not sure where Councillor Hawkins has been for the last 8 years, but Councillor Grove is not a friend of mine. Mr. Grosvenor is not a friend of mine.
okay, fair enough. James. Sorry.
So, yeah, it was just to reiterate a couple of points I think that we've made. So, you know, in my view, because waste management, recycling, etc., that whole umbrella sits within the environment portfolio, mm-hmm. So it is within the remit of this committee, yeah. So we could look at it. Yeah. And we shouldn't necessarily disregard financial aspects of that because it's part of the environment portfolio, mm-hmm. as I've said. So mm-hmm. I think that. And just to clarify the point there, that the suggestions in the email are suggestions that were made by members of this committee previously. So I've just included those in that email as something that, you know, just as a reminder, really, of the things that we'd already suggested might be worthwhile looking at. I think Councillor Bailey herself had identified that broader issue of waste management recycling being something that we wanted to look at previously, going back a number of months now. So those items are on that email that I'd sent. So there's three or four, I think, there that have been identified. So again, we can keep those on the programme for potential, you know, review in the future. You know, as I said, I think the purpose of this item now is to agree what we want to do, a broad scope as to what specifically within that we want to look at, and prioritise all the ideas that we've got to be able to plan out how we scrutinise the programme over the course of the meetings to come and in between times.
Yeah, thank you. Councillor Arnold, yes.
Yeah, just a word of caution, not to mention again the name of the applicant who was mentioned, probably 2019-2020, when we had two scrutiny committees at that point. Including climate, environment at that point it was. And both scrutiny committees, led by one particular member, started to scrutinise management as a whole, because it was a huge piece, and yes, this new charge sits inside the environment portfolio and collects waste. It's not the right thing to do. And I remember saying to members numerous times, it's too big. The animal thing you're looking at is too big. If you go to focus on do that, but do everything in one go. Those reviews end up producing absolutely nothing. So it's not important. If you're going to look at the way the council collects waste, and you know, I thought some councils have access to weekly collections, and then this gets sorted out and sifted by in a different way than having it collected in different receptacles. But you know, that cost different things. The contracts that this council has with private, such as waste transportations and brown bin waste is a different contract. The blue that waste goes, and so it would take a lot of work to line it all up, such that it wasn't worth looking into. So if we do that, that's fine. But that would take an enormous amount of energy now to get anything useful out of it. Well, we've got the finance council to think about as well. I imagine that's probably that's fine. That still doesn't mean that the review that we'd start and complete wouldn't yield useful information for future decisions.
Thank you. So I think what you're saying there, we could have a waste management subgroup committee, and item one could be the brown bin thing, item two could be another aspect of it, and we could break it down in that way, yes, so as not to do make it too big a task. Is that what you're basically saying? Yeah. Does that seem
to focus on the subject that the council is
That's two members then. So have we got any more volunteers in the subgroup then? Who wants to put their hands up? Who would love to do some subgrouping? Say yes.
So I'll do a scenario.
Put the microphone on, please. Leave the microphone on, please, Nick.
I'll do a scenario, pass it around the members, invite criticism,
And what have you.
And then if we can get it to a meeting and then approve it and what have you, send it off to the cabinet and ask for their rejoinder or different perspective.
So
I still make the point though that sometimes, how do you put, to save the world, it's going to cost us money. We hear that regularly. And to not do it, it's going to cost us even more money. So, you've got those in charge of finance have got different conflicting pressures on them as opposed to those that want to cover stone edge in red paint. And somehow we have to sort of manage the two so we get a holistic is the word I think currently they like using. Brings everything into
this could be the introduction to your report, couldn't it? So we've got a subgroup and two members so far, is that enough? Why not? Yeah. I'll let Councillor Allen and Councillor Huckabee sort that out. And then, so that's one part of it. I think that's scrutiny programme item one, isn't it? So number two then, is there any more on waste management we want to do? Anybody else want to do anything else on waste management?
Or anything beyond waste management.
Anything
within the climate change and environment.
We've started waste management now. I would suggest, maybe there's something else about recycling or everything else that you might want to do. Yeah, go on. Councillor Gould.
Just moving away from the recycling and refuge and everything like that. The previous mention that we had of healthy homes.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've got a corporate target of helping people with insulating homes and offering support that way.
Yeah.
We could perhaps have a look at the uptake of that. It had come through as a target. Previously, we can perhaps go on to that a bit later in the agenda, just to see if we can scrutinise that a little bit more as to what we've done, where it can go, and make suggestions from that point.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Anyone else to say anything about that? Yes, Councillor Hall.
Yes, I'd agree that would be a really good topic. We're having quite a few discussions with residents with regards to installation that we've taken up. Through our current or county council's current programme, and I'd really like to scrutinise whether that's effective or not. I know we've separately had discussions with our own parish council about it as well, where residents have raised it, various aspects of it, from approved contractors to the type of material being used to the effect on the environment, etc., and whether it's actually worth or not,
or
effective or not. So yes, I would agree that would be a really good one to scrutinise.
Lovely. I can see two members of a subgroup there. Councillor Huckabee, come on. I know you've got a thing about damping homes, haven't you? Bring it down now.
It was actually waste management. I just happened to bump into one of the guys that we employ, who was wheeling his dustbin down Uxbridge Street, collecting waste paper on bottles and cans.
Yeah.
And he got a caliper.
What?
Right? A 3 foot long thing with a handle.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously for safety and whatever. And I stopped and had a chat to him. And he seemed a reasonable bloke. And
I told him that 30 years ago I used to have a leaf sucker to keep the lawn clear and what have you, and the beds clear. I used to suck it into a sack on the back, and every now and again I'd have to go and empty it onto the compost heap. But once I'd sucked it up, they were all gone. Nowadays, they don't seem to suck, they seem to blow everywhere.
Blow, yeah.
So you just blow it from one place to another, and then they walk over and blow it to another place. Right. So it seems a never-ending... But now, the point of this is that Uxbridge Street this morning, after the weekend, is full of garbage. And I suggested that perhaps a sucker would be more effective, in the sense that it would, with a caliper, if the piece of paper or whatever's a bit wet, it sticks to the tarmac and you've got no edge to pull on. So I suggested that if he got himself a sucker, he could clean up far more efficiently, 10 times more efficiently and 10 times more quicker. The fact that he has to undo his sack and empty it out every now and again, notwithstanding. He said, well, he said, we've had many things on trial, but they never seem to ask the blokes that have to do the actual work.
Right.
So that's the point.
So I think you suggest an item two for the waste management subgroup, aren't you?
Well, it's all waste. Everything.
Well, it depends. But there's no waste in nature, as somebody told me.
We do employ quite a few of these blokes at reasonable expense, and
okay.
Their effectiveness is not that good, and it could be better.
Right. So we've got item one then, was the waste management subgroup about the brown bin subscription service. Anything else anyone wants to say about item two was Healthy Homes project. Anything to say about that? No?
Healthy Homes, yeah, it's such a big, again, it's a huge problem depending on where you live.
I know you've asked questions before, Mick, about the data, haven't you, collecting? So I'm trying to help this thing move along a bit.
Category 1 failures, which are those which are likely to give permanent health issues if sustained for too long. I've got data which shows there's 10,000 in the borough which have Category 1 defects. Now, I know that our corporate... efforts and whatever you show that we're behind on the 150 homes we needed to identify which have EPCs below D. I asked the question, I think, when it was presented that probably 150 is a gross underestimation, that I can think of probably 1,800 houses just in Anglesey alone which suffer from this. Because it's not just doing an assessment of what D is.
So forgive me, with your expert knowledge on all this stuff, because I know a lot about it, you'd be prepared to give some information to the subgroup doing Healthy Homes, wouldn't you? You'd say yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Right, I think that's good. So we've got two projects in so far. Any more suggestions? Yeah, go on.
As this Healthy Home project, would it also encapsulate that insulation thing?
Yes,
well.
Indeed, yes, yes,
okay.
yes. Okay. We had,
That's what I wanted to know.
Insulation, damp, yeah. Anything else? The list we sent out, James, had got insulation, hasn't it? Which Healthy Homes to a point. Recycling, waste. It had got renewable energy, hasn't it? Renewable energy power supply, wasn't it? It was about talk about a corporate, a municipal power company, wasn't it, at some point?
Yes, so the previous ideas that we haven't already looked at were the public-owned energy companies. We talked maybe about, opportunities around the power, harnessing the power of the Trent, insulation of houses and this waste management recycling approach. So I think we've got a couple more of those off the list if we're going to take those forward. Obviously, there are other things beyond that list of things that have already been highlighted here, whether corporate plan, forward plan, are the resources that are often good places to look at for ideas. But we've got the community engagement review ongoing as well. Absolutely. So the next question really is, what's the thinking around timeframes and how we go about this. So, you know, does one or other of those two ideas that are at the top of the list around, you know, the way subscriptions and the healthy homes lend themselves to, you know, being presented to the committee rather than a detailed review for that direct challenge and scrutiny.
Yeah, I think the brown bin aspect needs to be done sooner rather than later, personally, as we're starting it. And the healthy homes one could be a more detailed one, couldn't it? Going on in more detail a bit later, perhaps, couldn't it? Is that reasonable? What do you think? Anybody? Yeah, Councillor Gold.
So if you want to start with the brown bin, I think get your questions, get the cabinet members to do that. Bearing in mind our next meeting is not until September and the charges will be coming through before then. So if you want, just after that, sorry, and you've got your consultation and things, it might be worth if you wanted to bring forward another meeting just to bring an emergency thing together with a cabinet member and just see what we get, and that will then give you your discussion points that you want to follow up with. We could do that. The healthy homes can be pushed back that little bit further if you wanted to, and get our officers involved.
Yes.
See what we've done, what the uptake is, and then we can again develop our ideas for scrutiny.
Thank you. I think that's a nice summary of what I'm thinking of. Happy with that?
So the committee, the next scheduled meeting is the end of September, but we're within the rights of the committee to schedule additional meetings, absolutely fine. There might be a good approach to take. So if we scope out, you know, exactly what we want to hear from the cabinet member and the, you know, the relevant officers to make sure that they're armed with the full information to make, you know, the best of that conversation, then that's absolutely fine. We can convene the subgroup to collate that,
yeah,
and then schedule the meeting for the appropriate time, and then take things forward with the healthy homes once we've finished the climate the community engagement mechanism.
Yeah.
Councillor
Cooper,
yes,
go on.
As a committee, do we think that one meeting every several months is sufficient given the amount of work that we have to cover? Or is there a way of working these things so the committee comes together with a lot of work that we've done as individuals and what have you to be discussed? I don't know. I mean, you talk about the cabinet that is going to come here and be the fountain of all knowledge. I don't know. I hear that dreams are of bringing forward by 10 years the dates of 2050 and 2040. But I've seen no recognition of the fact that nationally or internationally we're ever going to comply with those. And yet we've got a dream to bring it forward, you know, 10 years. How much is that going to cost to bring something we're not even achieving? No, we're nowhere on the path, really, and we're going to bring it forward 10 years. So you can listen to all the cabinet members in the world you want, but rather than dreams, we have to stay in reality. And staying in reality, we have to keep ourselves abreast of what the current scientists whose job it is, not those that align themselves, but those whose job it is to look at how the things developing in front of them and how we respond as a scrutiny committee to try and move the council in that direction.
And I think, forgive me, we do that by asking the appropriate questions, don't we, and suggesting alternatives or mitigations, don't we? That's what we can do. And I mean, for me personally, we could have as many meetings as you like, but I'm thinking it might be more practical to have more on Zoom and to do more by email. And a lot of this stuff does, you know, for me, it's written down. We can discuss it by email, can't we?
Yeah.
I mean, if we can. I mean, I know people aren't too keen on that approach, but it does save. Forgive me, the expense of the climate's coming down to here, doesn't it? And moving, you know, everyone travelling to one point. We've got technology available with us to do that. And I would have thought we could have done that personally. But if the committee want more meetings, then, you know, we can we can schedule them in, but I would think a lot of this stuff seems to be, if not accepted with them, certainly the questions are accepted, aren't they? The questions are valid, and I think we can do this via Zoom and via email. That's my personal feeling. You put your hand up. Sorry, yes, Councillor Allen.
I've made this point to officers years ago. We should be scheduling scrutiny meetings when there's business to discuss and for the scrutiny meeting to consider. The response was, well, we could do with having a few in the diary, and that's why we had a few in the diary, but there was numerous scrutiny meetings in between those dates as well, and I don't see any reason why that is. So if we're sitting here scratching our heads wondering when the next scrutiny meeting is going to be and sort of looking at each other, if somebody say, oh, it should be then, well, I can't tell you when the next one should be, because right now, Mick and I have agreed to go in a subgroup, and until we produce something, we've got nothing to say to the committee.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
At some point, I think I'll have a view of when I think there should be one. Whether or not you want to call one, or whether that's an agreement with Mick, then I don't know. We'll see.
I would have thought, from what you say, I think we're agreeing with you, aren't we? Because from what you say, we don't know what our diary is, do we? So Zoom and email is probably easy to arrange at short notice, but certainly if people come up with a valid suggestion of doing it in physical format, then we can do that, can't we? Well, it's difficult to plan at the moment, isn't it, let's be honest, unless we've got the questions.
So, if I may, Chair, just to sort of confirm what you've said there, absolutely right in that there's meetings scheduled quarterly in the Constitution for the each of the scrutiny committees, just to align to the performance reporting cycle, so we've got that almost standing items, you know, business as usual kind of committee work already planned in. But it's entirely up to the committee as to how many additional meetings they want to have. Obviously, as you've Councillor Ryan's alluded to, he wants to be aligned to some business. But the work of the committee shouldn't stop from one committee meeting to the next. So we're happy to, you know, facilitate things in between time, whether that be through Zoom or in person or email, whatever works for the committee or the subgroup or the entire subgroup, entire committee.
Yes.
If that's what we agree to do.
Yes.
To keep business moving forward in between time. So we're there to do that. It's useful as well to have, you know, almost a lead member attached to each review that we have, so that, you know, if somebody comes up with an idea, I would suggest it might be the right person for that person to be the lead member for that particular subgroup. You know, sometimes that'll be yourself, Chair, as the chair of the committee, but, you know, if you're not on that subgroup, then it's worth having somebody else as the owner, if you like, of that particular review to be responsible for engaging with the rest of the committee and reporting back to the committee when there are these formal meetings to show the informal, if that's the right word, work that's happened in between the formal committees. So that's just my view, but we're happy to help and facilitate those. If we do need extra meetings, that's for this committee to put them in as and when we want them.
Yeah, thank you, David. Thank you. Yeah. I beg your pardon. Who was Adrian, I think, wasn't it? No, microphone, please.
Sorry. Me or Mike?
Adrian.
So I don't really understand. I would like to ask for some clarification. So are we going to have a subgroup dealing with a green subscription charge? And
yes.
Will be Mick Huckerby and Councillor Allen.
So if I
could have a suggestion about the date of the meeting, I would prefer it to be after the election, because, you know, if we are going to discuss it before the election, then we are going to make it a political subject, really.
Well, I think we seem to have lost that particular goal. We know it's gone past us, hasn't it? We started off saying we weren't going to talk about it, but now we are. But I think we can do it in private, can't we? Presumably Mick and Councillor Allen can talk in private, can't they? And you can join them as well, you know. And then you can come back after the election and present stuff to us all, if you want. So that's a way around that, surely. Yeah?
Why can't we have this meeting after the election? Because now we are very busy with election.
Forgive me, Councillor Bailey. What I was just suggesting is that the subgroup of Councillor Lockerbie and Councillor Allen can meet and discuss, you know, in 10 minutes' time, can't they? They can do it between themselves in private, can't they? Or by email, or by whatever means they want to start with, and then come back with some questions. I don't. But again, we seem to have decided, don't we, that we don't know what the questions are yet, so we can't have a meeting to call everybody in to discuss it until we know what the questions are, and you're going to come up with some nice questions, aren't you, and some nice mitigations as to what we do about it.
I'd like to. I'd like to think that the questions we ask, the cabinet member has answers.
Well, until you ask it, we won't know, will we? So I think we've, forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, I think we've sorted out the subgroup waste management brown bin thing, haven't we? First of all. I think we have. We've done that. Yes, go on, Councillor.
The only other thing is, there was some. I know the Chief Exec was mentioned something about officers from other parts of the council volunteering to support subgroups or scrutiny groups if they would take a particular topic on. So the question is, if we're looking for progression in a timely fashion, the question was, James, well, when would the support officer at this committee ask for those groups to be coming back and getting together? Because I know in other cases we've had a committee's agreed to start scrutinising something and hasn't had anything from any officer support for at least a month because of annual leave and whatnot. That was the excuse at least. So I'd like to think some emails could be sent out to the people that have volunteered to go on these different topic subgroups within the next couple of days. But also, because of that discussion I've had with the Chief Exec, is James able to say whether or not we'd have another officer support element from another service, or would it be just himself?
So we've got a cohort, I think, of about 5 officers who volunteered for this off the back of that corporate plan target that you'll have seen. So what we are in the process of doing is understanding what their work programmes are, so it's not interfering with the day job as well. But one way or another, myself or somebody will be allocated to this to help you as a subgroup or as a committee to facilitate things. So I can get that email out straight away, you know, really. There's no difficulty there. But yeah, don't be surprised if you see a face that isn't me helping, you know, the two of you out as a subgroup to facilitate any research that you need. Obviously, if this was going to be an item which was more focused on speaking to the responsible people, then you probably won't need that particular support anyway. If it was going to be an ongoing review, gathering data, doing desktop research, etc., etc., then, you know, it's going to be really beneficial to have that officer support there. So some of this might depend. So what I'm talking myself into a process, I would suggest that I'll help you kick things off. And once we know exactly where we're going with the review, then we'll provide that additional support to you if you need it.
Thank you. All right. Everyone seems happy. Everyone happy? Yeah. So I'm all right then. So we've got Councillor Lockerbie and Councillor Allen on that first item, and Councillor Gould and Councillor Holton on the Healthy Homes project. Yep. Happy with that? And by all means, do we need to decide who's leading these groups then? I mean, I'm happy to help anybody with anything, but it would be a good idea, I think, if someone led them and I just helped.
I was just going to suggest we can perhaps do the subcommittee once we've had the Healthy Homes discussion first.
So right.
Let's get this bit.
Yep.
We're finishing off another review.
Yep.
And then we'll formulate what questions we want, what officer involvement we want, mm-hmm. what information we need first to yep. then be able to form our scrutiny of that.
So September meeting then would be nice to perhaps invite its environment, isn't it? Is it Rachel Liddell, is it? Who does the Healthy Homes, yeah. Isn't it? Is that where you... Yeah. 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 Okay, yeah, good. We've got, well, if she's available, of course, we've got Steve, haven't we? Lined up for that then, yeah. Yeah. Splendid. Anybody else on anything else? No. We'll stop there. We'll stop there and we'll move on to the next item then. Does that make sense, James? Thank you all. Forgive me, I'll just say one thing. When I first became chair of this committee, I was conscious that before we were the climate change environment, there was how did my logic work this? Health and environment, wasn't it? Health and environment, and I thought, well, now we've got two committees basically. Then we're in danger of giving the officers even more work because there's literally an extra committee. So I settled in my head in four physical meetings a year. I was told at the time we could have as many as we wanted, but I thought four physical meetings a year was a reasonable compromise to start with. But that's just my logical thinking about that. We'll move on, shall we, from there. Has anyone gone? Leave it on.
I was a bit disappointed in the sewerage representative that came along, in the sense that it was a very good PR summation of what their involvements are and what have you, only to read on Saturday, 22nd of June, a Observer piece where it revealed the catastrophic scale of sewage bills in England and Wales. This is on top of everything else that was done, that was released, and it gives a list there of, or it did give a list somewhere, of what Severn Trent's position was, and it was third in the list of all-time lawbreakers, in the sense that they were hiding their spills.
Yeah.
And I'd have, in retrospect, I'd have liked a more down-to-earth, should I say, delivery of the problems that they have that a PR presentation probably doesn't help us too much with. Because on the one hand, we've got a council now which is dedicated to tourism as its means of wealth generation, and yet we're spending quite a bit of money down the washlands tarting that up. But there's a river run through there, and it's full of turds. So,
thank you.
Sorry to be blunt, but
yeah, thank you.
This is where disconnected policies don't seem to get connected up together, and it's the point where you're looking at one issue there, and all of a sudden another one appears and creeps onto the same page.
Yes, all things are interlinked on them, as you said before. Yeah. So we've got three items there. We've got waste management and ground bins, healthy homes, and sewage report and flooding. We could do that one after we've done the brown bins and healthy homes, couldn't we? Yeah. And the point I'm going to make next is that we're supposed to be scrutinising the council's response to this. I mean, there's no reason why we can't criticise outside groups as well, but our main focus has to be on what we think the council can do, having got this information. And basically, I'm not disputing anything you said about Severn Trent. I don't know the details as much as yourself, but our purpose is to scrutinise the council's activity, number one. But certainly we could do that, couldn't we? James, was item three in our expanding the scrutiny programme.
But yeah, absolutely right. If we want to revisit that as an item or go further on it, off the back of that conversation that we'd already had with that representative of the organisation in question, then we can revisit, as we said before, we can put whatever we want as a committee if the committee are in agreement with that.
Yeah, I think our very first meeting we had a question, didn't we, from the member of the public, didn't we, about sewage and rivers, didn't we? So it all feeds in. So we've got three items, haven't we, to bear in mind for our scrutiny review programme. I'm looking at the time now, ladies and gentlemen. I think that's probably enough on that for now. If everyone's okay with that, yeah. So. Thank you for all your input, by the way. Thank you very much. So, item 9 then, date of next meeting, which is scheduled to take place on the 30th of September. Bear in mind, we may have Zoom meetings or meetings in between, an email in between, please, people. Write to me, copy me in. I like a good email, as you know. Item 10, Corporate Performance Report, Quarter 4. Corporate and Commercial Manager. Oh, there you go. I now invite James to present the Corporate Plan Performance Report, Quarter 4. Please note Appendix 2 and 3 will be considered in private part of the meeting. So if Councillors have any points to discuss on these sections, please raise them in private part of the meeting at item 11. Thank you, James.
Yeah, thanks, Jess. So, obviously, this is the end of year performance report. We're looking at the Council's progress towards achieving its corporate priorities for the 23-24 financial year, along with the latest updates on the leisure contract and the Talents Fund programme. But if we start with the corporate plan, each target's been graded using the usual traffic light system of ratings, using the normal year-end definitions, which just help us then rank each individual indicator accordingly, depending on its progress up to the end of March of this year. And if we look at the 130 live targets, this equates to the Council being at 93.85% green, just 1.54% amber and just 4.62% red. So, as you can see, overall the numbers suggest that that's a positive position. A bit of further breakdown is included in the tables that you can see on pages 6 and 7 of the report, just to show that bit of further analysis, including how they break down across the corporate priorities as well as across the individual cabinet portfolios as well. The small number of red and amber targets that I've mentioned are detailed in those tables on pages 8 through to 11 of the main report, again just to provide a little bit of narrative around the situation with each of those indicators to provide that context. It's also worth saying that Appendix 1 does have comprehensive data on all the indicators in the corporate plan, but as I say, overall it's a good position. It's worth just mentioning as well Section 5.5 of the main report, which is looking at the targets for the current financial year, so 24-25. So, as you know, when the corporate plan is approved in early March, there's a small number of numerical indicators that can't have their targets set appropriately because you want to see the end of year outturn to do that. And they're, of course, not available till the end of March. So these are agreed to be set post-outturn. Those targets are now included in that section and were proposed to Cabinet for their approval. And then the report also goes on to provide information on the leisure operating contract, which you can see in Section 6. Again, there's a very positive position there. Very small number of key performance indicators of any concern, along with a lot of sort of community-based input as well, activities that are detailed there as well. And in addition, we have the Talents Fund programme as well, which is detailed in Section 7, just to provide the detail on the High Street project as a council project, as well as those partner projects. As you can see, one of the partner projects has now been fully completed, which is the college project, and then the canal towpath project is due to finish very soon as well. And of course, there's that further detail, as the Chair has said, in the appendices, which we'll see later on in the agenda this evening. So that's a high-level summary. As you can see from the information provided, generally speaking, we're in a good position across all three strands of the performance that this report is looking at. I'm happy to take any questions away if there are any from the committee.
Thank you. So any questions then that don't have to be in private, please? Any questions, anybody, about that? Nope. Okay. Thank you. So we have three items to consider in private. So I'll now move that in accordance with Section 100, brackets A, brackets 4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting as it is likely, in the view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings, there would be disclosed exempt information as defined in paragraphs Part I of Schedule 12A of the Act indicated in brackets before each item number on the agenda. Do I have a seconder? Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Gould. Well done. We will now go to the vote. All those for? Success. I think that's everybody.